Blog Talk Radio.
And you excuse us while she does our props, which she usually
Where was the fade button? Where was the fade button? Oh.
Yay!
Welcome. Come on. Yeah. Someone didn't get the props today.
Yeah, I forgot my sound machine.
Your
forgive me,
today,
audience.
Welcome.
Woo!
Welcome, people. To Animal House. No. Welcome to.
She's raising
the
bar.
Blog Talk Radio.
Real high. Real high.
It is Wednesday. It is 1 o'clock. It is a frigid day in Gotham. And this, Celine Ziegelman, is the last show I'm doing with you. No, it's the last show of the new year.
Yes.
And that is what, you know what I did wrong?
What?
This, because I have it in this, I have to stand, and I can't get to the fade. No. This is totally legit, darling. See, I wasn't able to do that.
Okay,
so,
all right.
But that's okay. It would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have been
nice. I bet it
sounded
great, but the playback is going to sound really, really nice until you really didn't. Yeah. I couldn't fade it. But you know what? It's live radio, and anything can happen.
Yes.
Welcome, people. Thank you for joining us. It is the last show of 2017, and let me tell you, it has been a year. It has been a year like we have never seen before. And there's so many people that are saying, I can't wait for 2017 to end, for a lot of different reasons.
Well, I thought it was okay.
You know what?
The big deal of this year was what we're going to be discussing today, where it started from.
But you know what's funny? Think about this. First of all, wait a second. My manners, my mother would slap me. Her hand would come down from heaven and slap me. Where are my manners? Proper intros, cast of characters are Laurie Towers is me. There's
woo,
no applause. Elaine Ziegelman is she.
Yay.
Yeah. I don't have a harp. I should have brought my harp in today. And we are She's Raising the Bar. And,
yes,
that's what we have been doing since, darling, wait a second, since, April of last year. And it was around. After January 20th. Yeah, that's where we decided to change in format. Actually, it was you too who decided that. And we changed everything around immediately and we created.
We did a good choice.
Yeah, we. And,
very
and,
good choice.
And so necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was saying before I got sidetracked is this has been a year that has been both agonizingly long, right? And
in one aspect.
It
just flew.
It happened really quick.
Right, it just flew.
Because of everything that happened this year. And, you know, I think we don't mince words on what we think about the administration. The one thing I will say.
You know, thank God for that, because otherwise
you.
We had nothing to talk about.
Thank you. This is exactly right. What I'm thinking is, I will not thank Mr. Trump for much.
No.
But I will thank him for
giving us topic.
Not only giving us topic, giving us incentive. And not just the women. We're talking about people getting out and protesting immigration.
Yeah.
The tax bill. Certainly, and
well,
same-sex.
It's everything against that he's proposing.
This is what I'm saying. So this was one of the best things that I think could have happened to a large part of humanity, because it forced us to look at each other for help, for solace, for strength, and push back against. Because, I mean, in my lifetime, I don't remember, I remember disagreeing with policy and a lot of different presidents, but I don't remember having the urgency that we have now. And if one good thing came out of it, it was that. It caused people to feel that, you know, this is a human family.
We are not inferior.
You know, we're not, and we're one family.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to accept whether we agree or disagree, but every right that is known to mankind is a human right, and everybody's got a right to do what they want with their reproductive organs, marry the person that they love, regardless
mm-hmm.
of what somebody said the gender should be, live in a country that they elect to be in, pay taxes, and be treated like any other citizen, and the list goes on and on.
Sure.
Affordable health care, let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Everybody who pays taxes should be able to go to a hospital and not have to take out a second mortgage on the house.
Yeah. He's trying to take away everything that's good.
Well, you know, this is the thing. He's very one-sided, and he is also not well.
He just wants to do the big decision maker.
Well,
he doesn't want anybody else to make the decisions. This is going to be the way this is going to be, and that's that.
There were many presidents that were very egocentric. This is a little different.
No.
This is a little different.
He's not a president. He's not political.
This is just someone who definitely has some issues to be reckoned with
mm-hmm.
as far as medications. He's just not okay, but with that there is that narcissism that
doesn't end.
You know, and you know what I have to say? I am so happy. I'm not a big person that's really involved with, you know, what's happening with the royals or, you know, weddings and so on and so forth, but I am so proud of Prince Harry, who said he doesn't want Trump at his wedding
mm-hmm.
because he's a threat to human rights.
But you know what's funny?
Yeah,
I was watching, when I was at the gym this morning,
mm-hmm.
I was watching the news, and I don't listen to the sound, but I see the, the captions.
Yeah.
And it said that Prince Harry is looking to, you know, seeking Obama's help for his wedding, which
yeah.
is such a smack in the face
for
Trump,
and
because he hates him.
And you know what's funny is because now, although the Queen doesn't really care how Trump feels about, but everybody's worried about what the repercussions are going to be, because you have, I think Carter is invited. I think George Bush.
I'm sure everybody's invited.
And certainly Obama and the Clintons are invited.
Yeah.
But this is going to be, and you know, you have to think in step with, okay, what is this going to do to our country? And you know, again, you could say, oh, you know what? I don't care. We don't want him here. But there are going to be consequences. They're our closest ally for many, many years, and this is really not going to resonate well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting on the fence of, okay, what do you do? You know,
I don't know.
Don't want him there. There's going to be, if he even tries to visit, the Queen hasn't met with him yet. Even if he tries to visit, there's going to be such a large protest.
Yeah,
so
he's not going to go there because he knows.
He knows something. He's largely in denial about a lot of things.
Yeah,
and
a lot of things.
So that's where we were this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year has been, and I want to pull up Patty Martin, who is not going to be with us today, sent me a quote. I want to get the exact number of this whole big pushback with the whole hashtag Me Too
mm-hmm.
That has started since Weinstein. And it hasn't stopped. And every week we have had.
Pretty scary, huh?
I mean, think about it. If you're in Hollywood and you're a man, you're thinking about, is my number going to be called next? Because
yeah.
it's a matter of.
There's very few that
people,
didn't.
People that I never would have thought of. You know, and again, we're wringing hands and laughing when it's the other
yeah.
side. And like, see, we got them now. But when it's people that are progressive and people that we like and people that, you know, you always thought, oh, my God, he seems like such a nice guy. And it's them. You know, it hurts. Okay. It is, let me see. Okay. sexual harassment has been a constant reality for women everywhere for generations. Obviously, we know that. But in 2017, the wall of impunity was suddenly breached because of Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein repeated sexual abuses and prompted 1.7 million tweets, Me Too tweets, in 85 countries. Do you realize 1.5 million? That is amazing. And you know what? The truth is, this wasn't accidental. This is something that was just let out of the bottle. This is just something, and this number is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
This number is going to go up by, I guarantee, 2018. For some reason, the past couple of...
But why is he not in jail? That's
well,
what I want to know.
Well, you know...
Is he affiliated with Trump?
Because... Listen,
these men of power are not getting in trouble. That's what kills me.
You and I doing the same equivalence of crime,
mm-hmm.
2 seconds in jail.
Yeah.
When you could afford a high-powered attorney that could think around the corners and look for the loopholes, yeah, you'll. I'm not saying he's not going to end up in jail. He might, but he
I'm
will.
I'm telling
he will.
You he won't. Well, neither will Trump be impeached. He's too much power around him. He knows too many people, and all these people will definitely make it seem like nothing is wrong. Just like Weinstein. He should be in jail for forever, locked up for life, but he won't.
You know what? I have a comment to make, but I want to bring our roundtable on before I make it.
There is another number here that I'm thinking... It's Jeffrey.
It might be Jeffrey. Wait, first of all, if it is Jeffrey, first what I want to thank is our team.
Yes.
For our team, which is Mass Media. New Masses Media.
New Masses.
Okay, John Piotaro
right.
leading that crew on our
right.
side, and Jeffrey Saunders.
On
for
the
Nancy
other
Donahue.
Side, right.
And both of them work in concert, and they both get the PR out for both
but
of
I'm hoping it's him because, you know, we've had other callers, so I'm going to take a shot.
You know something? Go for it, Elite Ziegelman.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Okay, go to the next one, Elite.
I think that's Nancy.
Is that Nancy?
Hello?
That's Nancy.
Hi.
Hey, darling. How are you?
I'm very good, girls. I'm very good. So if it's Jeffrey, it would be a 609 area code, just to let
no,
you know.
No, it is not. Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, hang up on that.
Bye-bye. Please. There was nobody there anyway.
Happy holidays, Nancy.
Happy
how
holiday.
How are you, Nancy?
Hello?
Nancy? Nancy? Oh, Nancy. Where is she?
What happened? Hello?
Oh, somebody's calling back. Maybe she's calling back another one.
That was the same number, isn't
that's
it?
That's odd.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. I'm back. I think somebody hit the wrong button.
Did you hit the wrong button?
No, I didn't hit a button. Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. How many numbers does she have? Who's this?
I don't know. Try to
call back, Nancy. There's two numbers here. There's nobody here.
I can't imagine.
Hello?
What's happening.
Hello?
Elite?
Is it Mirov?
Yes.
Hello,
oh.
darling. Okay. Now we got
oh,
Mirov.
Oh, that was Nancy.
And we want Nancy to call back.
Call back, Nancy.
Call back, Nancy.
Call back.
Nancy,
where
Nancy,
are you? We have
Nancy.
You on the line this whole time. You didn't say anything.
I did. You
oh, you did?
Me. Yes.
Oh.
Did you have her on mute?
Here she comes.
You know what?
I'm back.
Hi, Nancy. Let me tell you something.
Wait,
now
wait.
I'm so happy because I could blame Elite.
Oh.
You were mad at me for not saying correctly.
No. Nancy, you there first?
No, I am here, girls. I'm
okay.
here.
Everybody repeat after me. We hate Elite Ziegelman.
Oh, shut up.
Welcome aboard. Obviously, if you heard what we were leading in with is this has been a year and a half, and it seems like we're rehashing the same show over and over. but it bears repeating. From the Women's March in January of 20th of last year, and are you guys marching in this one, in this year?
Yes.
Nancy, you marching?
No, I don't think I will be able to. I think I'll be in China. So.
Okay. I'd rather be in China.
Well, you're marching with Lee Ziegelman.
Not the great part of China, but it's all good news. I'm getting the product back, so I have to go over and see it come off the line. So I won't be there.
Oh, yay! Very nice.
I know.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. Thank you. But sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Lori. I'm sorry.
No. But this has been a year that seemed agonizingly long and unrealistically short as far as everything that's happening and new men coming forward in Hollywood. And you know what I found was interesting? I pulled up something. And we were going to have this guy on the show, Elite.
Which one?
The guy who wrote, who had the, what was that, Super Size Me.
Right.
His wife wrote a column with me for Topperson.
Oh,
his
really?
Wife, and we were going to have her on the show. He actually recently, and I thought this was very brave, came forward in Hollywood, and he wrote where? Before, you know, because I'm saying this is like a ticking time bomb. Everybody, every male, I think, at this point in their existence is thinking about, did I do something that was wrong? Did I do something that was inappropriate? And he came forward, and he took out, I think, a two-page ad in the Hollywood Reporter, saying, this is what I did, this is what I said. And it's what he was saying was things that seemed very benign, as far as he might have called somebody hot pants or so on and so forth. But the interesting thing about this article was,
he's asking the,
he was saying,
the people,
yeah,
did I say something wrong?
Well, and the last line of it was, it's all in the interpretation. And if somebody is uncomfortable because of this, then I apologize. And
right.
I was wrong. And now, after, I think he's like our age, like five decades of speaking to women a certain way, now I'm going to listen. And I thought that was...
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was probably the bravest
yeah.
thing that I read. And I think that's where a lot of men
I like that.
Have to be thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, because anything you say is subject to the woman's interpretation, and at this point, that's all that matters.
I know, but you know what? I'm going to jump in here. I mean,
good, Nancy.
Okay. Sorry, Marav, but how sensitive are we going to get, though? I mean,
right. In a way,
you know,
right
to
about
me.
That.
To me, I think it, and I've had this conversation with several friends, women, both men and women, and one is a big radio talk host out in L.A., and she stayed with me. We had just for a day when she was here, and we had this conversation. I mean, so men can't say anything now, and maybe I'm going a little too far, but
no,
I said, what can they say? What can they say now? Now they're going
I'm
to be
totally
tripping over them.
Yeah,
I think
totally
I think it's just going a little bit beyond now.
Yes.
I mean, listen, I have been abused in the past. We all know that. I've talked about it.
Yes.
That was abuse. I mean, but if someone says, "Hey, beautiful," you know, "You look really great," or
yeah.
you know, "Hey, sexy," even "Hey, sexy," I don't care. I don't mind because
right.
that's fine.
Yeah.
But if they
really
are going
to
touch
yes.
me when I don't want to be touched, that's
yes.
one thing. But
yes.
you know, I think it's going to get a little bit too crazy now, and I feel badly. And this
well, the
is
men.
Sound really.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I've been now.
I,
they're
I'm
now
totally
they're in a position they can't even open their mouth.
I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
And I really think it comes to the level of security that women
right.
have. If you are secure with yourself, you wouldn't give, you know, a bleep.
Nope.
Unless, like you said, they touch you. So here, this is you know, this is where things becoming sticky. But if you're very insecure, everything can throw you off. Everything can throw you off. And I really feel for the man because where are we putting the line?
Right.
Right. And also it reverses back. I mean, women to men. I mean, you know, listen, back in the day of modeling and photographers, I mean, you know, you know, we've always slapped him on the butt or, you know, I don't know. We've always hugged and smooched and kissed, and it was just part of the norm, and there was nothing wrong with it. So, you know, now you can't even hug. For instance, I was at the chiropractor, and, you know, we always have these very great discussions, political discussions about everything. And I said, you know, doctor, can I give you a hug for, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year? And he said, yes, Nancy. I mean, I said, I have to ask now because I can't just you, which I'm a hugger, you know, because then a man would get offended, right? Or take it as a different way. And he said, I give you my consent. You can give me a hug. I mean, this is how bad it's, this is how crazy it is.
But you know, and I think, and I, believe me, I totally agree, because when men say to me, well, you know, I don't know how, is it going to be inappropriate to say this? We're big girls. We know. We know when it's going too far. When, you know, I don't want to be treated like a child either, because then that's the reverse. I know when somebody is crossing the line with me, and I will address it.
You always feel that.
Yeah, we know what that is.
Yeah.
But it has to, I really think that in any change in history, it has to go to the extreme, and then we could dial it back where we're more comfortable.
Right.
But right now, I think that there is, I don't believe that anybody should be fired upon hearing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that everybody is innocent until proven guilty. So I'm not saying, all these guys should be fired immediately. But I think that that's the natural way it has to go until we kind of stabilize, and then we could dial it back to where we're more comfortable, and we could create a better backdrop that's good for both of us.
And I think it also is on the individual. Everybody has a different comfort zone.
Of course.
Zones, you know? So you can't really, you know, say whatever is comfortable for Nancy is not comfortable for you.
See, that's
the
whole thing. It's not an individual thing. My thinking is, in an individual situation, if you made the person feel uncomfortable, then that wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, the bottom line is, if you're making some sort of flirtatious remark, you should know the person that's in front of you and how they're going to take it and how they're going to respond. So do the homework before you do that. If you know you're in safe waters, go ahead. If you like the person, go ahead. But if the person is someone that is going to feel victimized, and most men know what that looks like, don't do it. It's that simple.
I understand that.
I mean, for everybody.
Agreed. Agreed on that.
And I think that that's what has to happen. You know, because, again, we don't want to make it look like, you know, every man is the enemy, because there are so many good men out there. And the good men are coming forward and saying, look, I hope I didn't do this. I hope I didn't say that. But, you know, I don't think it's a bad – I don't want everybody to walk on eggshells. But I think it's a good thing for both parties to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman to say, you know what, I hope I didn't lead somebody on. I hope nobody mistook what I was saying. Because there's, you know, and I know a lot of women would have my head for saying that, but there's a lot of cross-communication on both ends.
Right.
Yes,
you know,
there is.
You don't want to make the person, the guy feel like, well, you know, I think she really likes me. And it's not going in that direction. So I think both parties should be clear on where they are, you know, and shut it down when you think it's both parties. Shut it down when you think it's going into a direction that might be misinterterpreted. That's what I think.
So my sister's a lawyer and a banker, and she, you know, all her friends are in the same sort of status. And so she has this, we had this discussion, since she has this ongoing bantering fun with this one man, one dear friend of hers, and they can get into, this kind of chatter that, you know, you don't use in the real world, like teasing each other, but set with sexual innuendos. And he actually got in trouble for it at work. And so, but it's their natural conversation. They tease each other back and forth. And so, but he has gotten in trouble with that. And my sister said, look, we have to try to have a normal conversation so that you could practice not to get in trouble. because it's sort of part of his shtick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know they're comfortable with each other doing it because they've been longtime friends and things like that. But you know, she said, "Look, we just have to practice because you've gotten in trouble with this at work before."
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, you know, some men, it's just part of their game, their shtick, their whatever. And now they have to really curb it, you know.
Yeah, they definitely do.
They have to switch their game plan.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really all about being able to see what it's like on the other side of the desk. A lot of men will do this, and they really don't, because they've never really been victimized, because they've never been the sex that's weaker.
Right.
They don't realize what it might look like. So, and again, they might just be just nice guys making a little, they don't mean anything by it, they're not hurt, they don't want to hurt anybody, they're just meaning it as just
it could be a little joke,
conversation,
you know.
But at least this is making people think, well, you know what, let me, and that, I think it's always a great lesson in life, walk in another person's shoes and see what it feels like to be them, regardless of who they are.
Right.
And understand what they might be, how they might interpret this. And you and I were watching, what was that? I told you to remind me, I Love Lucy Christmas show.
Right, when she says that Ricky's going to beat me if he finds out that I spent $500.
And Elite and I were watching this at the same time and texting each other, and I said, remind me to use this on the show. And it was so commonplace that because Lucy bought a dress that was
$500, and there was actually supposed to be like a joke, you know, but you don't joke around that way, you know, because if anybody said
that
now, people would never.
No, but we also know that in real life he was abusive, so.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that was.
That was the way it
was. That was appropriate humor for
the
period.
Yeah.
And, you know.
No, and it's what we all grew up watching, you know, and especially baby boomers, and so it was like that was the norm, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Ralph saying to Alice, "Bang, zoom to the moon,"
right?
And he never laid a hand on her.
You
know, and she didn't
mostly
even
talk.
Right, she didn't even seem like
she was the stronger
link. Yeah, she was afraid that was going to happen. It never did, but it. Although Gracie Allen and George Byrne, they never had that dialogue.
Banter,
they never had the any type of sexual overpowering. It was never that. So I mean, this is, you know, to Nancy's point, we might be going over the edge with being overly concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what's happened. You have to go to the extreme to dial it back and feel comfortable.
I have a question for you girls.
Mm.
I had like a, you know, it's not an argument or anything. It was just, we were out to dinner. It was me, my husband, and my daughter. Mm. And we were just talking. My daughter's a huge feminist, and she's very, very strong on her standards.
Good.
So Steve, always, that's my husband, Nancy. He's always saying that, why does it take so long for these women to come forward after all these years?
Oh. Yeah.
And you know, my daughter just jumps right in, you know, because we finally have a voice, you know, and we finally could say something. But he goes, and this is a good question, because,
go
you know, you could agree in a second, in a way. Mm. How long is too long? I mean, if somebody sexually harassed you 30 years ago, do you come forward now because you have a voice? I mean, does the person get in trouble now, or is it just bringing it to the surface saying, you know what? I'm going to say about the Donald Trump, those three women that said that he sexually abused them years ago. And all of a sudden they're coming forward, you know. Why didn't you come forward before? I understand that the voice is stronger now and we're stronger and stuff like that, but they're not going to be heard. You know why? Because it's too late. It's too late.
You know what? But there's two sides to that answer. Because, A, 30 years ago, they would have been shoved aside, lost their job, and blah, blah, blah.
That's absolutely true.
True.
And then now everybody's coming forward because it's sort of like
it's
this tornado
too
coming
much.
Forward.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, you know, there's the same guy out there, that Toback guy, which I got told you about. I mean, am I going to come after him now? What was it, 30 years later and be on that list? No, I'm not. For several reasons, because I don't think it's necessary for me, and I, you know, I don't want the attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want the attention for myself and for my family.
And that's
so
why
I think
my
it's
husband
a two-sided...
said that they want attention.
Well,
they wanted the attention.
Finish your point, Nancy. Finish your point.
No, so that is my point, that it's a two-sided question. 30 years ago, you know, they would lose their job, they would be brushed under the carpet, which they would be, and we all heard this. That's why, you know, people with Matt Lauer and Weinstein, you know, they did not want to fess up because they would either be fired or nobody would believe them. And so,
yeah.
You know, so, but I'll let
and
somebody
now,
else talk.
And now people are going to say the same thing, you know, why now?
Now
I mean,
now,
yeah, exactly.
Now it's also they're going to be pushed under the rug because it's too late already.
But now yeah. Here's the thing. Legally, I don't know if there's any statute of limitation. I really don't know. However, I do know if a woman feels like they are unburdening themselves of knowing this all along. Now, look, there are a lot of women that probably will platform this and make it about them or so. But there are a lot of women that have been carrying this, and it's been bothering them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they're speaking out, and now it's they're purging. And now they're empowering themselves by being able to say, you know something, that's why the whole hashtag Me Too. It just
makes
got
you feel
it
better,
out.
Right?
It's like, you know what,
it brings them
alone.
Closure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So again, even if they're not financially reimbursed anything, and I don't know about the legalities of going after an actual lawsuit, but I do know that if something like that has been bothering you for years, yeah, damn it, go forward and
right.
say it. I think that's. I mean, look,
and that's it. If you want
to
hear your voice, yeah.
To answer Steve's question. It's never too long.
No, too late.
It's never too late.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It could have happened 40 years ago. If you feel that you've been wrong
yeah.
and you
yep.
want, yeah.
Right.
I yeah. wouldn't go after money because.
And I also think
longer.
That each case to its own.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends on what
yeah.
happened, depends on the person. We all look for different,
yeah.
you know, for different things. Some women look for resolution. Some women look for different things. So I don't think you can really group them all together and ask the same question because you're going to get a different answer.
Right.
Yes, exactly right. Because I watched some of these women that were abused by such and such like 30, 20 years ago.
Right.
And you could really see it, the pain in their face. It
yes.
really still
yes.
affected them tremendously.
Yes. Yes.
And I think for those women, it really, this is impactful for them to hashtag Me Too and, you know, to talk about it and bring it up 30 years later. I mean, you can sincerely see the look on their face that this is
oh,
devastating
yeah.
in their lives. So, you know.
You know, I don't think that the women that are coming forward and bringing charges against Donald Trump are doing it to gain anything. Just to show
no.
the moral caliber of the man that we have in the White House.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
why they're coming forward. I don't think, but it's just
but
a matter
they should
of,
have came forward, you know, before when
I,
he was running and stuff like
a
that.
A lot
the
of
people
them,
would have.
A lot of them did.
They did.
And they were squelched.
No, I know. I
so
know.
That's
but well, they, you know, it's funny. They're still squelched now.
Well,
yeah, they are because
said their voice, and that's it. You don't see them no more.
But this is what I'm saying. No,
because I'm sure he. He did something because Gillibrand was, you know, head going crazy, head on to get him again. And now where
yep.
is she? We don't hear anything.
We don't hear anything because this man is like a reflector. Everything just reflects right off of him.
Yep.
There is
yep.
nothing he can do wrong ever because he will never get down. He will never go down ever.
No, 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 no. It's just unbelievable.
I tend to
this
think,
will never ever. This would never happen in any other president that was on.
I tend to think that you know I believe in karma, and this he can't go on much longer like this.
Not while he's in the
right.
presidency.
However, he's also 60 pounds overweight, and he's a walking time
well,
bomb.
Well, I'm just saying in
and
general.
And strokes do happen
right.
to the average person,
well,
and it's going to happen to him.
That's not
going to
happen
yeah.
within the 4 years he's up there. I'm going to tell you that now. Maybe when
that.
He steps down, that would be a nice thing.
I no. I no.
Let's send over an order of Big Macs and French fries.
Yeah,
and
let's get him there.
But you know, and again, you know, the abuse of power has always been. I mean, you
yeah.
know, when people say, well, what's the difference? Clinton did exactly what he's doing, but he didn't applaud himself for doing it. Whatever
right.
he did, whatever any person of higher power, any male did. They did, and they covered it up. They didn't brag about it. They didn't say, well, I could grab them by, blah, blah. Nobody would ever say.
No.
It's the blatant, disrespect for women, I think that
that makes it worse.
All of us
that
are
makes
having
it worse.
A problem.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
And that's why I'm saying we have to thank him for this.
Yeah, you know, there's a reason
yeah,
why
know,
something
yeah.
happens, and this is
yeah.
the reason.
And this had there no. hasn't been a movement like this in my lifetime. It certainly happened.
No.
In certainly in the 60s. And certainly before that, when women had the right
mm-hmm.
to vote, you know, when we finally got it.
Yeah.
But there's never been anything like this, and we do have to thank him for that.
Yeah.
We do.
Like I said, there's this reasoning for everything.
Well, I said from day one when he got elected, between all those tears that I had running down my
mm-hmm.
face, that
oh, yeah.
It's a blessing in disguise because he's definitely cleaning the swamp, but not the one that he was thinking about.
Right.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly.
No, Maravan, I had tears down my eyes, too. I remember waking up that morning. I was crying at the doorman. We were all
oh, yeah.
crying. I remember that morning. Oh.
Yeah, it was devastating.
Well, that was not only the first morning. That was at least the next week after. Like, every time
yeah.
I woke up, I was like, oh, my God, is it real? Is it a nightmare?
I
and
know,
then I'm like, oh,
I know.
Gosh. Is he still a president? Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's, yeah. That bad.
Got to wake up.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing was watching him, and I always refer to it as Black Friday, watching him, and I shouldn't have watched it, watching him being sworn in and seeing Obama walk
that.
Away. It's just like, okay. This is, you know, that's the reality because you don't think up until that point, okay, he's in. But you think anything could happen. But then when you saw the Obamas leaving,
oh.
and it that's when it hit. And that was the worst day, but the next day was the march in New York
yeah.
and all over the world. And
yeah.
that was wonderful because you just saw
well,
everybody.
You know, in a way, like, you know, he's enriching our female society.
I think he is.
You know?
Yes.
And if it wasn't really for him, because all the other presidents really didn't do this to us because
no.
of what they stood for. They didn't stand for, you know, females getting harassed.
No.
They just stood for taking care of America.
Yeah.
But he's enriched us to have such a high voice in high regards that I think in a way it's good for us. And we should just make ourselves stronger within the next 3 years. We have 3 more years for this.
Well, yeah.
Okay?
Unfortunately, whoever gets
so
you know.
We don't know what 3 years will bring. We saw what 1 year will brought,
wow.
and that brought a lot. It brought a
right.
lot of roaches out of the behind the walls.
Well, unfortunately,
yeah.
even if he goes, and I'm not a fan
he's
of
he's not going.
No, I'm just saying, but even if he goes.
But, Elite, I want to touch on that for a second. So why do you're so adamant you think he's
because
not going?
Because there
tell
is
me
nothing
why.
He can do wrong that
so.
Gets in trouble. There is
I
nothing.
So.
The tax
yeah.
bill got thrown. Yeah. Then it gets then it gets signed. You know, he harassed women. Doesn't matter. He's still in the presidency. Women love him. Love
yeah,
him. Crazy women love him, okay? No matter what he does. Now he's going to cause a war with North Korea, okay?
That we know.
Yeah.
The things he says. But nobody is stopping him. There is nobody stopping him from anything. The FBI, Mueller, all this stuff.
Well,
never
yeah,
got in trouble.
I never got in trouble. Listen, I have faith.
It's unbelievable.
He is going down the food chain. He has got something.
It would have happened already.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It takes longer. It takes longer when you're a president.
It's going to take until he's gone with the presidency.
No, it's
going to
take at least.
No, I disagree. I think it's going to happen sooner because.
Yeah.
I really do because this can't go on for 4 years. It just can't. And
with 1 year, look how much has surfaced.
Now, but.
Look how much.
But see, the one thing that I have to say, and I remember saying, you know, when he didn't get in, I was, John and I were like, oh, my God, this is great. But then you think about, okay, we've been reduced to, now we're happy that we didn't elect a child molester in there. This is how low the bar is.
Yeah.
However, he didn't get in. That's a red state.
Finally.
That's a red state.
Finally.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Exactly.
But it doesn't matter because the big man still
but
promoted him.
But see, here's the thing. he was promoting him, but Obama was actually campaigning heavily there, and we won in a red state. That's pretty cool.
Okay, listen.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
I'm hoping you women are right.
But,
please.
Yeah.
But it's just going to take longer.
Again,
the unfortunate thing is we have Pence, and if we don't have Pence, we have Ryan.
I'd rather have Pence and Ryan than this guy.
Because they're
not going to last that long.
Yeah, me
too.
They're
not going to last that long. And
at least with Pence, we're not going to have a war with Korea.
Yeah.
He's stable. He's crazy, but he's stable.
I think
you're right, Marav. I tend to agree with that.
Trump is going to start this whole thing saying, I'm a big bully, then you're a big bully. They're both bullies.
The problem with Trump is he's freaking insane. I mean, he's just
insane.
Not mentally stable.
So is the other guy. He's more insane.
I know. That's fire with fire.
He's tweaked, but I think he's thinking in what's best for his country. Trump isn't.
No.
He's thinking what's best for him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we're dealing with.
I don't know. It's very scary. Very scary, scary stuff.
Yep.
But now let me ask you. This is a question that I was going to ask a couple of weeks ago when I forgot who brought this to my attention. This is a very, very light opinion. There was a day, I think it's going to be designated in February, where women could not dye their hair, and they were asking how many women would actually go gray for that day.
Oh,
and
cool.
So many women.
Oh, cool.
No. So many women were refusing.
I'm sure. No, listen. Well, okay. So I would love to go gray. I have no gray hair. I'm going to be 60 in February. I have not a gray hair on my head.
You're blonde.
And,
No.
I'm muddy blonde underneath all this, guys. I'm a mud blonde. It's the same with my brothers are older. Not my father didn't have gray hair till he's close to 80. Nor did my mother.
When is February, if I can ask? When's your birthday in February?
It's 16.
Oh, wow.
I'm the
15th. Hers is the
15th.
Isn't that
funny?
Oh, my God.
But anyway, back to that. So one of my business partners, you know, the gray hair is in. It's really in, and it looks really great on a lot of
people.
And she wouldn't let her hair grow out to save her life.
Good for her.
I know. And then there's this woman on Instagram that I've been following that went from, you know, a brunette. Well, she was really gray, but just started letting it grow out and grow out and grow out to gray. And it looks so beautiful.
And my point was going to be, I mean, all my aunts, and I come from a very big Italian family, all my aunts were gray when they were 45, and they never touched up the hair. They just never did. They were always, and if the husbands died, they were gray with wearing black. And I think to myself, I mean, they just were who they were. They weren't better. Was there an advantage to being that? I mean, as opposed to women who were just saying, well, no, I would never go out with makeup. No, I would never let my gray roots be shown. So it's really a very interesting study in how far we've come, because maybe we really didn't come that far if we're not that secure in ourselves to say, hey, look, I'm 60, I'm 55, I'm 70, and I could still be sexy without having to touch things up.
Yeah, but of course you can. You know, I think it looks even more ridiculous when you see an 80-year-old woman
with dyed brunette hair.
I think it looks insane. And then she's with the husband that's, you know, totally gray. I just think, you know, maybe, can I say this because I'm not gray? Maybe, or, you know, I don't know. So I'm, you know, on the fence. But I'd love to see a woman with, you know, as long as you take good care of your skin and yourself, you're beautiful no matter what. You really are.
Emmy Lou Harris, I think, went prematurely gray when she was like 30 in her and gorgeous woman. I mean, I think better looking gray than she was as I think she was a natural brunette. So I think it's a very liberating thing to say. Well, you know what? I don't have to do this anymore. It's going to look great. But so many women said that they wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a security blanket. Yeah.
What about you, Mirav?
regarding dyeing my hair. For me, it's kind of like a hobby. I'm not doing it because
I just like to dye it.
Yes, I'm just having fun. I'm expressing myself through it. I don't think it's about, you know, being gray or not. I'm just having fun until one day I guess I'll get tired of it and we'll see what goes next. I really don't put thought into it. I just every day, one day at a time.
I think that's a great approach. I love that.
What about you, Elite?
Well, what do I dye? I don't even dye my hair.
Yeah.
I touch up like my grays every 3 months.
Yeah.
And I just do it because it just makes my hair look even.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I just did it the other day. It's not important to me. I could care less. It's just sometimes your hair looks very dull.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not because it's gray. It's because it's dull. So that's what I do.
Yeah, I just feel for me, if you dye your hair, be dedicated to it. Don't be halfway.
Right.
Either do it 100% or don't do it at all because it just drives me nuts when people, both men and women, walk around with, you know, with their roots showing up and they just don't take care of it. So it's a big turnoff for me. So, and I knew, I only started dyeing my hair 10 years ago when I was 40, and I just knew that I need to be dedicated to it because for me it's either all or nothing. So once I started doing it, you know, I'm taking care of it. Once a month I go to the hair salon, but for me it's like almost going to, you know, the park or Toys R Us because so many colors,
it's not pure grays. It's because you like different colors.
I think that's a nice approach. But then I have another friend of mine who's African American, and she is letting her hair go gray, and now somewhere up she's walking around with her half gray head.
Yeah.
But
okay, that's different. Yeah. That's different.
No, because she wants
to
grow
it
up. Yeah, because number one, it's expensive. Yeah, and number two, it's her hair. You know, when she was dyeing it, would just fall out. You know, it was just bad for her hair.
It's not healthy.
That's different.
To see the transition is just beautiful. I mean, and she can carry this off because from my previous statement, because she takes such good care of her skin, and she's probably 68, and she looks glorious.
Wow.
You're right, but I think you can really tell by looking at someone whether they're growing it, you know, to become gray, or whether they just don't take care of themselves. Because you said, like, the whole person reflects.
Yeah.
You know, whether they take care of themselves or not. So you can really tell who's growing it out or who just not dedicated to the process.
Exactly. I think you're right.
And for me, I hate going to the salon. It's my worst thing on the planet. I hate it. Hate it, hate it. most women love it. I hate it. It's my worst thing. But anyway.
I just love it. I don't like the time spent there. I just like the results. Because
I always
go in and I never know how I will come out because I'm going with one idea and then I'm speaking to my hairstylist and suddenly we come up with, and I just, in 2 hours, I have a whole different hairstyle and I'm just loving it.
Oh, that's so fun. That's great.
Elite, why am I the only one that cuts my own hair? Why am I the only one?
Because you're like my mother-in-law.
I know. Well, you know, I have curly hair.
Oh, my God.
So I could just cut it and it falls the way it should. I'm like my mother that way.
Yeah.
Wait, Lori, what do you do?
I cut my own hair.
Why?
You know what? Because number one,
it
saves time.
She doesn't want to go get her hair done.
I don't want to go get my hair done. And I have to say, I'm lucky. I have very thick, curly hair that no matter what I do, it falls exactly the way it's. And I'm like my mother, rest her soul. Just like she cut her own hair, and it was thick and wavy, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah. That's it.
That's lucky. I can't do that.
I can't either.
And the thing is, it's not that I don't want to spend money.
It's your time. It's your time limit.
I just don't have it.
Yeah.
But let me ask, ladies, before we let you go, New Year's resolutions, what, anything?
Oh, I have one. Oh, yes, I thought about it. Sorry to jump in, but I was so excited. My niece asked me this at dinner the other night. She said, Auntie, what's your New Year's resolution? I said, I don't know, honey. I didn't really think about it. But having been stuck in the airport just going to Boston, from LaGuardia to Boston for 5 hours, I said to myself, and seeing everybody on their flipping phone, and I had a book, and I said, this is what I'm doing on my downtime. I'm reading. I am not pulling out my phone during any wait time at any airport, in the subway. It's a book. I'm going to be reading books.
Atta girl. Getting into that. Yeah. I was just telling my daughter as I'm driving, you know, we were driving on the street, and we were passing a bus, and I'm telling you, 95% of the people were on their phone. And I'm, and she even said, what did we do without cell phones? She goes, I remember I didn't have a cell phone all my life. I said, we read a book. We listened to music. It wasn't just about cell phones. Yeah. It's just ridiculous what the world has become. Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody's
horrible.
Head is down in their cell phone.
It's instant.
And I'm as guilty. I'm as guilty. I'm always on my cell phone, too.
Oh, I hate it. I just
I hate it too. I really do.
It's gratification, instant entertainment. That's what
it's
it is.
It's everything you
we
want.
We can't
use
ourselves anymore.
And
that's
God forbid if we should miss anything.
Yep.
God forbid.
No, it's stupid. It's really stupid. So anyway, that's mine.
Mirov, what
that's
about
a good
you,
one.
Darling?
Very good.
I think that's great.
I have a few, but the most important one is to wake up early, even when I don't have to. Basically listening to my body, because, you know, my body wakes up a certain time and I'm just looking at the clock and I'm like, damn, it's too early. I don't have to be up that early. And then I continue to sleep. So I just really want to be in sync with my body and just wake up when my body wakes up, because I know that it's so much better for you. And then that you start your day better.
Well, we...
Getting to you,
I was telling, you know, Lori the other day that, you know, I get up at 4 o'clock every day, and my internal body, even on the days I don't have to get up, is between 3:30 and 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
It just automatically wakes up. So I said to her, she says, why'd you get up? You could sleep. You could sleep. I said, I can't sleep, so why should I waste an hour and a half to sleep when I can get an hour and a half stuff done in the house?
I'm
know?
With you, buddy.
So,
you better leave. What time do you go to bed? Jesus,
I go to bed
so
between 9:30 and 10.
7 o'clock at night.
That's not true. That's not true. 9:30 and 10. And sometimes I can't fall asleep till 11 o'clock. Seriously,
no,
I don't even
remember
that early.
Lori, remember that time we got together and Elite had to leave because you had to go to sleep?
Yeah, well, it's not that I have to go to sleep.
She's like a morning disc jockey.
You know, it takes a little bit to wind down. I can't just go home and just say, okay, time to sleep. So,
no, I'm the same, Elite, though. I mean, somebody invited me to a party for an 8 o'clock birthday party. I said, absolutely
that's
not.
Late.
I'm in bed at 9.
That's too late. Much too late. That's like, you know, it's the party's over by then.
See, me and Mira are blowing our hair at 11 o'clock. We're going out.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Yeah, I only
get night
owls. Gone that late.
Yeah, we're night owls.
What are you two? What's your resolution, Lori and Elite?
Well, my resolution is, you know, hopefully that I could, you know, I really want to take my photography to the next level, and hopefully I could do that, you know?
Right.
And mine is to just chill out a little bit and not have to.
Imagine.
Oh, is that you? Mirov, are you laughing?
No.
No, it's me.
That was you?
Nancy,
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nancy. Thanks, buddy. But no, that's
no, because
that's,
I'm told to chill out all day long, so that's why I laugh. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because I mean, just to just let things happen, not to have to govern things, and just to say, you know what, it's okay. If something doesn't go the way I want it to, that's all right.
Yes.
That's it.
Totally.
Something that you have to, like, you know, work yourself into.
That's going to take a while.
Sorry, because your first instinct is to...
I'm a double Scorpio.
Act
can't
on it, you
help
know?
It. Can't
right.
help it. It's, we're control freaks.
Right.
So that's really it. It's just like let go and just say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't go the way I want, like the sun will rise tomorrow.
It always will,
whether you
get it done or not.
But, you know, before everybody goes, this is directed at you. Because I love, Elite knows I love to shovel snow.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do too.
Do
me
you?
Too.
I absolutely
me too. This is like meditation for me.
Okay.
Yeah, he does too. I hate it.
Now, Nancy.
And I'm the only one who has to shovel the snow.
Okay, listen. Crying towel is down the hall, Elite. Let me finish my little segment here. Now, when I'm shoveling snow and I'm out there and I come back and my back is tight, and not only is my back tight, Elise, my hamstrings are tight.
Right.
what do I do in my house? How do I get rid of those tight muscles? How do I get
Stretch.
Rid of the adhesions that I,
Stretch.
The 3 hours of shoveling snow? Nancy Donahue, tell me.
Well, when they come back in stock, I will give you a body buffer.
Don't keep saying
that,
you're going to have no sales.
Nancy.
No, I am definitely getting one for all you girls. But
forget
but
about
Lori,
that.
I have
get
to
those
tell
for yourselves.
No, but Lori, you have to do, do you do some yoga? You have to.
Yes,
I shoveled it. Huh?
No,
yes,
I actually
yoga.
Stretch. I actually do everything the right way. I'm just trying to set
she
this up for you.
She was segueing for you.
Oh, all right. Well, that's what I thought. All right. Yeah, you're going to get the body buffer, and it's coming to you at the end of March. Both you, Elite Marab, everybody's getting one, and that will help you before and after you shovel.
Okay.
And give us
thank
give
you
us,
for that.
And give us the website. Belcor, what
no,
is that?
It's Belcor.com.
There we go.
And we are taking orders, and everybody's on a list. And yes, we're very excited. We're finally
very
going to
cool.
have something.
Very
no,
cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going to post this tomorrow. Mirov, my business is failing. Now, what do I do in the new year? What
do
can
you
I do
have
as
a
far
social
as
media
PR,
presence?
Social? You tell me.
Well, if you your business is failing, do you have a social media presence?
Okay, so it means that much. So tell me why social media
it means
media
a lot these days and age. Social media is everything. Like I said previously, if you're not there, you're here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Simple
yep.
and sweet.
Yep.
And what is the name yep. of your company, Mirov?
JPI Social Media.
And we will put it all on our Facebook page tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank
and thank you.
You,
ladies, so much for joining us.
Thank
once
you.
Great as always.
And wish you
yeah,
both.
The two Aquarians.
Two Aquarians.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
People. I love
humanitarians, you guys.
I was
are.
Raised by
yeah.
an Aquarian, so
yeah.
they're good people.
My
they
daughter's
care
an
about,
Aquarian.
Yeah, they care about the planet, care about all the things that really matter.
Yes, they do.
So thank you
yeah.
both, and we will see
thank
you,
you
in the new year in 2018.
Please have a happy new year.
Have healthy and happy.
Thank you for
you
having
too.
Us.
Thank
you,
you.
Two ladies.
Thank you, ladies. Thank
love
you, everybody.
Love you both.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Bye.
I tried to get that New Year's music. Hang on, Elise. Hang on. Wait a
you
second.
You
going to
try still?
I want to get that on. Now, see, you make me nervous and I can't do things.
Why am I making you nervous?
I wanted
you
to get
too.
That. Yeah, I know. I actually wanted to fade out with that. But, yeah, let me see. I could fade out with it a little bit. Yeah, there we go. That's what they should have. Yeah, see? See?
It's almost like Sound of Music.
Wait a second. Wait a second. See, I did it again. Oh, see, I did it again. I just can't get this right.
You know what you're doing? You're fast
wait,
voting into
on
the
a
next
second.
One.
You know, Ali, don't you judge me. There we go.
Leave
now
it
watch,
alone. Leave it
no,
alone.
Now watch how it was supposed to happen. Watch this. Da-da-da. You watching, Ali? Watch this. Watch. Yeah. Yeah, you got that. Oh, see? You didn't do that right. You didn't do that right
well,
at all.
Well, your buttons are behind the case.
No, you know something?
That's
I'm
the
gonna,
problem.
Watch, by the end of the show...
No,
this is what I'm going to be doing.
Are we going to end it with that?
We're going to end it with that.
Okay.
And we would like to thank our wonderful guest, Nancy Donahue.
Yes.
And Mirov. And thank you so much for always, yeah, for always joining us and making it a wonderful year. They've been on every roundtable
yes.
for the past 12
they're wonderful
months.
Girls. Wonderful,
wonderful
girls.
Wonderful. And we will post all the information tomorrow. And people go out and make it a wonderful new year. And not... in any big way, because I always think that New Year's Eve is kind of amateur
played
hour,
out.
And
played
people
out.
Try to outdo it and try
yes.
and force themselves to be happy. And you know something? It's okay if it's just a day and you just chalk
uh-huh.
it up to just that and just go out, make it a safe one, make it the best one that you could make it, and make kindness something that you import constantly in the new year, because we definitely need that. And to you, Elite, I love you dearly.
Love
happy
you
new
too.
Year
happy
to you.
Happy new year.
And another 2018, it's going to be a great one.
It's
going to
be even better than it was
yeah.
this year.
And
I don't think it was a bad year, besides, you know, all the
we had stuff.
Drama that
we
happened.
We had stuff. But, you know.
But you know what? For me and you, you know, being healthy, thank God, that's all that really matters.
Knock wood, knock wood. And Patricia Martin, who could not make it today, and Winter Gabriel, we love you both.
And we will
thank
have
you
them
and
on for the
have
new year,
them
too.
On. And we didn't forget you. Happy New Year to you both and to the world, to the universe, humanity first.
Yes, take care of each other.
Finances later. And everything else will fall into place. See
let's
you in
have,
2018.
Let's have peace in the earth. Peace.
Hang on, Alisa.
You going to put that on?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on.
Hey, guys.